Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you, as part of your New Year's resolution, to cheer yourselves up, to get more active, you're getting a pet. Kids are going to be happy because you want to spend more time with them, and you want the kids happy, you want to concentrate on the family. You're going to be happy because pets bring us so much joy and love. You're going to get some exercise because you have a dog, even a cat, because I have to always chase the cat away from peeing on something. So I get good exercise with my cats, too. But many of you will take an animal and then later realize you didn't think of some things. And I want you to think of those things before you get the animal. We all impulsive shop or adopt. I see an animal, I'm like, we're taking it. Anytime I'm at a charity event and I see an animal that looks like needs a home, honey, let's do it. And my husband has to kind of ground me sometimes and say, look, you know, will that dog be good with your cats? Is the dog going to chase the cats? Is the dog going to attack the cats? Remember, my cats think they were in my house before I was, probably because of their previous lives. Who knows? You know, how are they going to do with the other dog? We got another dog. Are they going to get along with the other dog? So you need to know that. If you're pregnant, is that dog going to be a jealous type? There's been cases where the new baby comes. We got our dogs, our rescue dogs, before each son came. And we wanted, a dog. And, you know, when you're pregnant, you're really like, I want a baby now. So, all right, here's a dog. But you don't go into labor for another couple months. And luckily, those dogs were small. But you get a big dog, and that dog sees that you're doting over a baby that wasn't there a couple weeks prior, they could try to harm the baby or try to shove the baby under a bed, grab the baby by the neck, throw him under the couch. Got it? Those are things to think about. Another thing you need to think about is the cost. Now, we have our Bichon Frise, little Uzi. She is my little Uzi. Love my baby girl. But she tore her cranial cruciate ligament, or her ACL, anterior cruciate ligament. Don't know how, but she started limping. We took her to the doctor. The vet said she was fine. She kept limping, like something else is going on. You know, could it be the ligament? She's like, it could be. And then it ends up that it was torn. So she had surgery. That surgery cost us about $5,000. Now, I would do it in a heartbeat, but for those of us dealing with the inflation and recession, going, okay, let's, you know, put some money aside. I mean, I'd have no money for retirement. And, you know, like, let's, you know, work towards that. That's my New Year's resolution. Well, no, you have an animal who's sick. It's going to cost you money. People ask, did you have pet insurance? Well, pet insurance, I think insurance, if you can pay for it and afford it, I think it's great. But not all insurances cover hip dysplasia or cruciate repairs. Or they have these exclusions. And so it's been very hit or miss. You have in a policy, and honestly, when she didn't even hurt herself, just all of a sudden she starts limping. And so if you are going to get a pet, always think about, do you have money in the bank to take care of them? And during the Great Recession, our local vet had said that people were just dropping off their animals, abandoning the animals. Now, thank God they're abandoning them at a vet clinic or a hospital and not out in the street or shooting at them. Like, there was a dog with multiple gunshot wounds found who's lived, thank God, the other day in our neck of the woods. Why would anybody do that? Sick individuals. But many people couldn't afford to take care of their pet during the Great Recession, so they abandoned them. Before you adopt, you need to think about, can you afford it if they need any medical care. And the average person might not be able to. And I don't want to scare you guys from adopting. I want you to take care of animals. I think animals need a home. Animals need love. We need the love. But I got to tell you, that really threw us for a loop. Where all of a sudden, it's boom. Almost $5,000. And these surgeries can cost anywhere from $1,800 to $8,000, I've heard. And you want the best for your baby. But it's a lot of money. Now, there are a lot of funds. We spoke about this. There are funds that can help you have assistance for that. You have the Pet Fund. There's Red Rover. There's Frankie Friends. There's the Angel Fund grant program from the Animal Health Foundation. There's Friends and Vets Helping Pets, which is a veterinary expense assistance. That's pretty cool. Help with the vet bills from the Animal Foundation. There's crowdfunding for pets, how you could, get people online to help you. There's the American Pit Bull Foundation, Helping Hands. There's a bunch of programs on iHeartDogs.com that can look at, like, iMom, YouCaring.com, Red Rover, as we spoke about, Harley's Hope. So thank God there are lots of foundations, and I mean, I wouldn't use them. We didn't have to, thank God, but it's a lot of money to take care of a pet. You got to get the right food. You can't just feed your pet peanut butter. You need to give them good food, and oftentimes they're going to need specialized food. So some people say, yeah, but cats are cheaper. Not really. We had one cat go into renal failure. And at the time, it cost at least $2,000 in hospital bills and medical care. And when the vet said, look, this is progressive, he's not going to make it, then, we had to let him go. And letting him go to the farm, that cost some money too. So these are things that you need to think about. So if you want a pet, I don't think there's enough discussion on how to get pets, but to be aware of the whole package. It's all about adopting a pet, get a pet, take a pet home. You'll love having a pet. We all see these healthy pets on TV. And then all of a sudden you have a pet with medical issues, and it's financially devastating. So just think about it first. If you are going to get a pet, you have to plan it. You also have to make sure they're up to date on their vaccines. They go to the vet for their checkups. A pet doesn't just grow and do its own thing. They need their teeth cleaning. They need their weight looked at. There's a lot that goes into it, even with cats. I know cats clean themselves, but cats need care too. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have asked about my health insurance plan and what did that cover. Remember I told you guys that I'm paying about $1,800 a month for this next year? I'm wrong. Almost $1,900 a month. $1,900 a month for me, my husband, and one son, because the other son works for a company and gets insurance with them. It's a lot of money. We are being told it went up 14.77%. In fact, if my husband took the plan that I thought he took, my premium is almost $2,000, $1,970 a month. The individual deductible is $3,500, so that has gone down from the $12,000 deductibles we had when Obamacare started rolling and was in place for a while. Family deductible, $7,000. Coinsurance, 70%, which is kind of high. This is still pretty high. in terms of copays, $40 copays. Well, that doesn't go to your insurance. So a $40 copay is one of the larger copays you have. I remember the good old days when my patients would have $5 copays, $10 copays, $40. When some of these insurance companies only pay $32 for an office visit, and the person has to pay $40, the insurance doesn't have to pay anything. $40 copay means many insurance companies don't have to pay anything for a simple office visit. It's ridiculous. Urgent care visit, I have to spend at least $75 copay, but then they say they will cover it, the rest. So that's not bad, $75 to go to an urgent care. And then my medications, I have to pay my deductible. Once my deductible kicks in, they will cover 70% of the generic, 70% of brand name, and 50% of the non-preferred. So I don't get anything just covered. I don't get anything just, so if I'm spending about $2,000 a month, I still have to pay copay. I still have to pay deductible. So $2,000 a month, that's going to be, what, $24,000 a year. Plus, I have to hit the $3,500. So my insurance won't pay, I won't break even. Not even break even. The insurance won't start paying till at least I've spent $3,000. I will have spent at least $27,000. Before I start to see the insurance pay, especially when I don't go to the doctor that often. Most of the time, I have to go to the doctor in December. So I will have already been $27,500 in. And I'm most likely, it's frustrating. So employer insurance, employer-sponsored insurance is a better deal. So if you have an employer that's giving you health insurance, that's a better deal. But it's not the best deal, as we're hearing a lot of Americans, especially women, still have to pay out of pocket for things. Now, Obamacare was supposed to cover the basic needs, the basic preventative screens, like your mammogram. Well, every time I go in for a mammogram, I have to pay. Why? Well, a screening mammogram, the bare basic mammogram, might be covered. But if you have dense breasts, and a lot of us women do, you're going to most likely need a follow-up ultrasound, or you might need a 3D or diagnostic mammogram. Well, that costs money. So you think your mammogram is covered, but only the basic one is covered. The other ones aren't. So that's how the companies get around it, and that's also how you end up spending money. Same thing with colonoscopy. Your colonoscopy may be covered, but if they see a polyp, that's going to cost. And this is why I told you guys, be very, very careful what you wish for. Because there's a few things in the Affordable Care Act, which as a doctor, I think we need it. We need it to get rid of pre-existing conditions, and we need it to make sure that basic screens were covered. But when you look at what it did and the turmoil it did, and how I don't think we will ever see a $500 deductible again for regular self-funded insurance. And these deductibles are going to be in the thousands. This $3,500 deductible is the lowest I have seen in over a decade. But still, it's a hell of a lot of money. I don't know how much it was worth it. They really should have done with the Affordable Care Act, just line item bills. Just, guys, we're going to stop pre-existing conditions. We know that's going to cause a lot of turmoil, but that's the only thing in this bill. It's a one-pager, one-liner. Let us see how this works. Let us get through it. Let the insurance adjust, and then we're going to go in for the next piece. But that's not what they did. So insurance companies are like, well, tell with this, we're going to raise our rates. And the government said, don't worry, we'll pay you subsidies. You could raise your rates. Go ahead. You'll have to show us why. Ooh, you're spending all that money? No problem. We'll give you money. And this is where we are. So a report published in the Journal of American Medical Association said many Americans get their health insurance covered through their employers, but the health insurance plans offered to workers provide lower benefits than in the past. They have to cover the 10 essential, they're going to cover them, but you're probably not going to get anything else. Dr. Marty McCary, Fox News contributor, said there is a tremendous amount of waste in the system, and those costs are being transferred to everyday American workers. 61% of working-age Americans in 2019 got health insurance coverage from the employers. And the Affordable Care Act improved coverage in employer-sponsored insurance by including coverage for maternity care. It helped uninsured young adults have coverage by staying on their parents' plan, so they were 26. And it eliminated copays and deductibles for preventative services, even though I always have to pay when I go in for a mammogram or colonoscopy. But the out-of-pocket expenses are still increasing. So when researchers analyzed the National Health Interview Survey, which is a survey conducted by the CDC, they looked at 238,000 adults between the ages of 19 and 64 who had coverage from the year 2000 to 2020. 6% of U.S. women who had employer-sponsored health insurance still skipped care because of their costs, which was double than what it was back in 2020 with 3%. Fewer men skipped, but still skipped as well. Mental health and dental services were unaffordable still. Researchers found that the number of women who were unable to afford mental health care tripled to 6% from 2%. They said both men and women's inability to afford dental services persistently remained the highest of all services from 2000 to 2020. How many times have I gotten a call each day by people saying they have a tooth infection and a cracked tooth and they need a root canal, but they can't go to the doctor, they can't go to the dentist because they don't have dental coverage? Why isn't dental coverage in there? Why weren't hearing aids in there? What about the mental health services? You could have screens, but what about the care? So some people say, well, there's provider shortages. And we spoke about that back in 2009 or 2010. You could give somebody an insurance card. That doesn't mean you're giving them health care. If the doctors are full or there's not enough doctors or medical providers, you can't get in. The average person right now has a three-month wait to see a medical provider. So they're using telemedicine or they're going to the urgent care. Now, telemedicine is fantastic in terms of helping a lot of people over the phone. But there's a lot of things we can't do on telemedicine that people need to see a doctor for, and they aren't. So all they're doing is using telemedicine, and they aren't getting their prostate checked or their pap smear or their vaccines. And now with COVID, we have even fewer doctors because many doctors are like, I'm out. If I don't have staff that come back, I can't open my office. How many people in 2021 said their doctor had a note on the window saying, I want to see you, but we don't have staff, so we're closed until we have staff? Well, so you have a card. You're paying for health insurance. It's being taken out of your paycheck. Or I'm paying $2,000 a month, but do I have a doctor to go to? So our healthcare system is not fixed, which is why I told you what you need to do is have clinics all throughout. Have clinics that could be all this money that we spent on Obamacare, all this funding, all this pork. We could have used to build clinics. We have thousands upon thousands of migrants coming over. And they are overloading the hospital centers along the border in the border towns. We don't have enough health facilities for our citizens, let alone the migrants. We need more health facilities. We need more doctors. We need more students. We need more residency programs. We need more nurses. We need more staff. We need more respiratory techs. We need more pharmacists. What are we doing to the pharmacy industry? They're getting sued for the opioid crisis. No one's looking at the border, but they're suing the pharmacists. So we do not have universal health care. We do not have a health care system that works for all. And the more we try to think we do and the more we try to make it, the more trouble we get ourselves into. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update.
We may have a battle on the floor, but the battle is for the conference and the country, and that's fine with me.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, hours before the 118th Congress convened, first order of business in the House, choosing a speaker, the job McCarthy wants. But as many as a dozen hardline Republicans have vowed to not vote for McCarthy, at least on the first ballot. A friend of Buffalo Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, says the family's optimistic. He's still in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during the Bills-Bengals game last night. Longtime Today Show weatherman Al Roker could be back on the job this week. He's been out for months because of blood clots on his lungs and legs. Could be a short extradition hearing in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger is expected to waive extradition and could be back in Moscow, Idaho as early as tonight. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a little bit of breaking news. Kevin McCarthy did not win the ballot to become the speaker. This was something that was kind of expected. He still isn't very popular within the GOP. I heard he even moved into his office thinking it was a sure thing. And he has lost the first round of votes for House speakership today. This is, I believe, the first time this has happened in over 100 years. 19 House Republicans backed somebody else other than McCarthy in the initial vote. They say this is the first time in a century that a House Speaker was not elected in the initial round. And so many people had noticed that he probably wasn't going to have enough. Remember, there's a slim majority as it is of Republicans in the House. And so proceedings began with GOP Conference Chair Representative Elise Stefanik nominating McCarthy. Democrats, I think, had Pete Aguilar named Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And then Paul Gosar stood up to nominate GOP Representative Andy Biggs. Andy Biggs was one of the original five Republican lawmakers to lead opposition to McCarthy. And then over the course of the vote that was done in alphabetical order, some members, Biggs got apparently 10 of the votes, 9 members voted for somebody else. And, you know, this is something that on one hand, it's a part of the democratic process. It's what makes America beautiful, that it's not just all about the R or the D. But when you do have the infighting, which we're going to see in the Republican primary and the Democratic primary, things get ugly. GOP Representative Lauren Boebert cast her vote for Representative Jim Jordan. He himself voted for McCarthy and said he does not want the job. So some people voted for people who didn't even want the job. So what happens next? Well, I guess now there's going to be another round of votes. So Daily Mail did a nice piece on this. They said that I think he does get to run again. McCarthy continues to face opposition from a small number of lawmakers. They call themselves the Never Kevin Caucus. This was in a 222-213 majority of the Congress, and the final vote for McCarthy was 203. So it was 15 votes shy of him being named winner. So if the House cannot elect someone with a majority of its voting members, Plan B is somebody has to get 218 votes before the floor is open to business. They said the last speaker election to go beyond this first ballot was back in 1923, when members took 9 tries to name Frederick Gillette from Massachusetts to the position. The all-time record for duration of a speaker vote, though, was in the mid-1850s, when lawmakers took 2 months and 133 ballots before picking Nathaniel Banks, also of Massachusetts. So in the House's 234-year history, 14 speaker votes have required multiple ballots. With the rise of the two-party system, only 2 have come after 1856, because the Democrats would vote for the D, the Republicans vote for the R. So the House can change the election rules by allowing a simple majority of votes to become the speaker, but that could then backfire for Republicans, since Representative Hakeem Jeffries could win a majority of the vote, meaning then the House and Senate would be under Democratic control. So if enough people vote for Hakeem Jeffries, he could basically be the House leader. The reason why the House leader is Republican or Democrat, it usually falls under who the majority of the people are. But remember, Republicans have a slim majority. So I doubt that's going to come into play. So they said since the House leadership election outcome is not a done deal, a speaker could be elected today after multiple attempts, or it could be delayed for days or weeks. And then Congress could also change the rules. Until a speaker is elected, Sherrill Lynn Johnson, the clerk of the United States House of Representatives and Pelosi appointee, is going to preside over the House. The outgoing speaker will usually join the successor at the speaker's chair. They will pass the gavel for a peaceful transition of power from one party leader to another. So that would be Pelosi. Now, Pelosi held the gavel for the last 4 years, and she's from California. Has a bunch of drama going on with her husband and whatever happened with the man who was in his house and all that going on. So she had said that she's going to still be in politics, but take much less public role. So we'll see what happens. Honestly, I'm not too surprised. I didn't think Kevin McCarthy was really that popular. But the Republicans need to decide on somebody. And this, you know, finding the perfect candidate. I really wish we would have candidates that we love. You don't have a lot of people running for office that people love. I mean, a lot of people loved Trump. I still hear the love for Trump. You don't hear a lot of love for Biden. Now, some people love Pete Buttigieg, but you don't really hear a lot of that. There's not really a candidate that people love in its entirety. Even people who like Trump say, oh, I wish he didn't do this, 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 and this. I wish there wasn't so much drama with him. So you're never going to find a perfect candidate. But you do need to find, especially when it comes to the House, somebody that has cojones, somebody that is not just looking at their own political career, but looking for the better good of who they represent. And so Kevin McCarthy and his district, who he represents, as well as then the Republican Party, there's some similarities, and then there's going to be some pushback. But whoever votes you into office is who gets your allegiance and your loyalty. So if I ran for office and I was, let's say, I don't know. I mean, McCarthy's from California, the 22nd district. So let's say I ran for that. If my district needs X, Y, and Z, that's why they elected me. I am there because of that district. And we see a lot of times people forget that. And this is why the voting integrity is so crucial. So if you live in a border town and you have your constituents saying, look, we need help at the border, but you are a Democrat and you need to follow the D's in the House, you could get yourselves in trouble. Kristen Sinema bucked things. Catherine Cortez Masto started to buck things, saying, look, you know, we need to do something with the border. We're having a lot of migrants come into Nevada. And so a good politician is one that does exactly what they're supposed to do, represent their district. It's not all about the D's and not all about the R's. Now, I get it. It's very, very hard to have a long-standing political career if you buck Pelosi or if you buck Trump. If you mean, you know, Trump has shown that, you know, if he's on your side, he'll endorse you. This last election showed sometimes it helped, sometimes it didn't. So I get you need alliances. And in fact, if you try to run for office, the parties have, the party leadership in each state has a lot of control. And if they think you're going to play ball, they'll help you. If they don't think you're going to play ball, you could be in trouble. And by playing ball is if we need to vote as a block, you vote with the block. And so for those of us that are like, well, look, I like this idea. I don't like this idea. I think this would be a better idea. You know, you could say whatever you want. You might not get elected. And if you do get elected, then you feel that pressure. I mean, Sinema can't even go to the bathroom, Kristen Sinema, without people jumping on her in a bathroom. These representatives and senators, they do need more security. So we'll see what happens. Right now, another vote. We haven't seen this since 23, then 1856 before that, and then a bunch of times prior to that. So I'm sure Republicans aren't going to want to be spending all this time voting on the leader, and they're not going to want. That's definitely an incentive where the other party is still presiding over. So I'm sure they're going to figure this out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last night it got a little ugly. And this is why I think people take football way too seriously. So after DeMar Hamlin collapsed and the ambulance took him off the field, people were like, all right, game on. Let's go. And I'm looking at the players. And I'm looking at Josh Adams. I'm looking at players just shocked. And that's how I knew how serious it was. Because people get hurt, sadly. They get taken away. They give us a thumbs up going, I'm good, we're good. Once I heard that they had to perform CPR and use a defibrillator on DeMar Hamlin, the safety of Buffalo Bills, who had gotten a blow to the chest yesterday and went into cardiac arrest, I knew it was serious. And the look on the players' faces as they saw their buddy almost die.
and need to be resuscitated. That's some scary stuff. So at first they said, we're going to give each team 5 minutes to warm up. But nobody was warming up. They were praying. And they were crying and they were scared. So I'm like, just cancel the game. We don't need it. It's just a game. The players' heads aren't in it. If their heads aren't in it and they're thinking about DeMar, they could get themselves tackled and hurt, and it's going to be dangerous. Cancel it. Well, some people online didn't feel that way. And Skip Bayless had tweeted, no doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. Now, Skip Bayless is, you know, very, you know, well known for his, you know, he's a sports pundit, and he did apologize. And many people thought that what he said was very, very insensitive and senseless. And I'm not going to defend anybody, but being devil's advocate, I as a doctor understood that this was something that was really, really serious. But it's because I was getting reports from other journalists. And when you look at the game, because some of, you know, my friends are like, so what's going on? You know, what are they going to do? What are they doing? They didn't realize how serious it was because they wouldn't let the cameras see that. We knew it was serious because you saw the sportscasters go, wait a second here. And then I saw the faces of Josh Allen and the other players, even the Bengals. And I'm like, okay, this is something that, and so other people probably thought, okay, well, with other injuries, ambulance comes in, they take them off the field, game on. And so he might just not have been aware. And he says, allow me to say up front that I apologize for what we're going to set out to do here today, if it offends anyone, because we're going to try to do the show pretty much as we usually do the show. He's 71 years old, Bayless. He joined Fox Sports in 2016. People are asking for him to be canceled and all that. And listen, it was a very emotional time. Many people, this is probably one of the worst injuries I've seen on the field, and there's been some bad ones. Dak Prescott with an open fracture, and and Tua Tagovailoa, what happened with him, and the concussions. I mean, these are things, and so I get that you have other people in the industry going, well, if, you know, we played on after Tua's fall, you know, head trauma, and so, but with this, he had to be resuscitated and revived. His friends saw what they thought was a possibly dead buddy. That's something that they couldn't recover from. So I agree that I had even posted, cancel the game. Postpone it, I don't care, don't have anybody play after this. Because they're just going to get into accidents. So we do have an announcement. The Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals game will not be rearranged for this week. They received a lot of flack for even considering starting again in 5 minutes. And so now that we learned the gravity of the situation, now that we learned what happened, you know, I think they're doing the right thing, putting off the game. And also these players, too, that we don't talk about is, because it's not a very sexy topic, but the psychology of getting hurt. You know, I each year predict who's going to win the Super Bowl, and I know you guys think it's in jest, but it's not. I look at the injury report, and I rate injuries based on how serious they are. And a groin injury is one of the top. And I have noticed that when somebody sustains a groin injury, that team might not do as better as the other team with no groin injuries. And I know you guys think I'd say that as a joke, but I'm not. When a player sees his buddy hurt his groin, and he's thinking, wait a second here. You know, I want to have babies later. I want to be able to enjoy sex. It does psychologically weigh on you. Concussions, they're important too, but they might not weigh on a person as much because a lot of people, I've been knocked out. A lot of people have been knocked out. They're still able to have sex. They're still able to do what they have to do. But a groin injury, that could really affect a player's psyche. This cardiac injury, this cardiac arrest that DeMar Hamlin underwent, When players saw that a tackle could possibly kill you, now they're going to second guess. You know, in medicine, they tell us, you know, don't think, just do. Because when you stop and think, you might second guess yourself, and then you make a... It's amazing what your body knows what to do in a code. Now, mind you, if you don't know what to do, yes, think and try to, you know, remember. But you should be trained that you can do it just instinctively. And football's a dangerous sport. We have a dilemma. I love football. I don't like the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl's boring. Pro Bowl doesn't do that well. In fact, I think they're not even doing Pro Bowl anymore, and they're going to just do competitions between the players. Nobody likes the Pro Bowl because there's not a lot of contact, and it's boring. But people love football. People want to see Zeke, you know, bust through defensive linemen to make it across or just to get that first down. To do that means he's got to incur a bunch of trauma. All these players, I don't know how they get back up after falling and flipping. They got padding on, but still. And a crush to the chest at the wrong time could cause cardiac arrest. So you have a bunch of players now getting ready for Thursday night football, then Sunday football. We got the playoffs coming. It's going to weigh on them. It's not worth it. Everybody knows in the NFL that your career is short, and it's as short as your health. So to put your health on the line for the career doesn't make sense, because if you get injured, you're out. A player with a bunch of injuries is no good to the NFL. So then they start second guessing, and you can tell. Yeah, people are like, oh my gosh, why didn't Dak run for more yardage? Why did Tom Brady run for more yardage? He could have gotten a first down. Well, because he would have been tackled and hurt. I'd rather he slide, get whatever yardage he could, and still be healthy. So I don't know if the NFL's not made a decision if the game will be played later or what they're going to do. I understand it is important to know, but not as important as it just doesn't make any sense to put players through the trauma of, they need to know their friend is healthy. They need to know that he made it. And it is, it's going to be a long prognosis. I hope DeMar Hamlin makes it. Having cardiac arrest is not easy. He was out for a good period of time. We know he's sedated and intubated. But it's going to be very difficult for us to assess his prognosis while he's still requiring ventilatory support. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.